Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 7th. The grains closed sharply higher with March corn up 14 and 3/4 cents at 635 and a quarter. Still about a nickel shy of, about 7 cents shy of contract highs there. March wheat up 5.5 cents, 768 and 3/4. March beans, new contract high and high close, up 28 and a quarter cents, 1581 and 3/4. March meal, new contract high, up 890 at 452.80, but the oil was down 2 ticks at 65.34 as the crude oil closed down 99 cents a barrel at 91.32. Obviously, the beans led the way up higher here today. The export sale this morning to one known, which is most likely China, of 507,000 metric tons of beans. You know, it's got people thinking how much are the Chinese going to buy this week. The rumors have been that they would be very active buyers. Is 500,000 enough? Remains to be seen. Most people are expecting the WASDE numbers in the bean carryout to be down on Wednesday, so that could add a little bit more strength here. The weather in Argentina helped push corn and beans higher. It looks like the next 10 days could be relatively hot and dry, and it's early in the growing season here, so that certainly could affect their corn and to some extent their beans. Export inspections this morning were decent all the way around. Corn 1.05, beans 1.22, and the wheat 4.18. The other bullish factor out here is, you know, everybody believes Russia's going into Ukraine sometime here during the Olympics. But that at some point could be offset. The other rumor is that China's moving on Taiwan after the Olympics. Now, if that happens, I can't imagine that that Biden wouldn't put on some hefty trade restrictions on China. And that could put a lot of pressure on these grain markets, particularly corn and beans, if it happens. So I think the pros will be willing sellers on a good rally after WASDE and then wait and see what happens with Russia. If Russia goes in, wheat will explode. I think people will want to sell that higher as well. But overall, the markets continue. A lot of strength out here. No reason to think that, you know, we aren't going to see $16 beans. We got up to 15.89 and a half on the beans here today. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow if we see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday in these markets, but then maybe make new highs on the WASDE report, and then we'll have to see where we close. Is it just going to be a knee-jerk reaction, or is it going to be something that really changes the tenor of this market? The settlements I gave you, so that's really about it out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.